Sunday, March 7th, the president came back from Camp David for White House Church. He called me just before church, a little disturbed to discover that we were having a rabbi again. He made the point that there are only 5 million Jews out of 200 million people. So one rabbi service in the first term would have been enough. We shouldn't have had a second one. And he certainly doesn't want any more this term. He had talked to Admiral Moore this morning, who said things were going well today. The president's pleased about progress of the war in general. He got into some discussion of our staff meeting with Connally tomorrow night. He's writing a memo on things he wants covered or perhaps handed out to them. And he had a couple other ideas, such as a report from BB that Miami Beach was having its best year ever and that this is an indication of the upswing of the economy, and a sideline point that we ought to try and get out. I sent him our compilation of follow-up on four or five key human interest items. It didn't turn out very well. I had our group working Friday night and yesterday on it. Not much more we can do. Kissinger called yesterday and Haig today, both worried about the developing situation vis-a-vis Rogers again. Apparently he's moving to take some unilateral action on the Middle East that Henry feels will be disastrous, and that the president has ordered covered by a senior review group, which Rogers is going to bypass, apparently. Haig suggested we try to outfox Rogers' maneuver by putting a special meeting on this on right at the tail end of the NSC tomorrow, which I told him to go ahead and try and set up end of March 7th.